You know, fractionation is fun, but why not slow motion fractionation? You know, ever increasing swells of trancy feelings and, well, gentle returns to wakefulness. I have a feeling that would be a really enjoyable experience, the sort of thing that would, I don't know, leave you frazzled, mind melted, a little bit kerbunculated. And yes, I did just say that. I was considering kerschnozzled, but that sounds more like getting drunk. I know, it's terrible. Don't worry, though. So, with all of that out of the way, let's get started. After all, we have quite a ways to fall, and you and I are going to be doing a nice little tango together. Though, tango's not quite right. Waltz is more the vibe. Something slow, something rhythmical, something that repeats ad infinitum. You know, that sort of thing. But don't worry, there's a logarithmic aspect. A component that grows stronger over time until suddenly it's everywhere at once. You know, something that creeps up on you, just like trance. It's easy enough to begin to fall when you realize that I'm going to push you harder and harder into that place. Focused on my voice, easy enough, done it before. Listening to my words, we all know what's up, you can keep the score. But there's something more, a little piece that I need from you, and that's your complete focus. Just try your very best. Getting distracted's okay. It won't undo the rest. But I need that effort. I need that desire. And with those things, we can build something that'll pull you down a delightful spiral, further and further into trance. You know, there is a rhythm. There is a component of back and forth, a dance, and we're going to follow it together, swaying and moving and adjusting to the time that your mind is winding around and down inside. Time isn't necessarily something we might perceive as three-dimensional. It's really more of a two-dimensional thing often for us. But I could, imagine it beginning to wrap up into a nice curl, a nice coil, a nice spiral, drawing inward to a point of focus. And that three-dimensional movement might just be your mind being pulled from unfocused towards focused, inward and around and down into that lovely place in which thoughts are less important, in which you can let go. And I know that you've begun to do so, because just like everything, there's a time and a place to do so, and this is it. So why not indulge and fall for me? See? You've already done it. Even if it was just a little, just an increment, just a millimeter, or maybe a mile. Doesn't matter how much, because each time it'll get stronger, each time it'll grow, until it's everywhere, all at once, all the time. So, now that we know what it feels like to slide down that incremental descent, let's find out what it's like to come back, to gently take a moment and stretch a little, think about things on your own, let my voice become just a presence and not a force. Maybe open your eyes for a moment, look around groggily. Take a little while to gently rouse yourself. I'll even give you a count to help out. One, drifting up. Two, letting yourself become more present, more focused. Three, here and there. And four and five, halfway back. Six, seven, let yourself get your grounding. Eight, nine, maybe move, feel gravity on your body, touch some fabric, look around. Think about some objects that you see. Get yourself nice and grounded for me. That way, when you get comfortable again, we can go all the deeper. After all, this is something that should grow in intensity, shouldn't it? So, lay back, relax, close your eyes, and fall back. A sweet, soft trance again. That's all you need to do. After all, we've already begun to familiarize you with that feeling of wonderful, anticipatory focus, where my words are a guiding structure that pulls you further and further, deeper and deeper still. That wonderful pressure building all the same again. That wonderful intensity growing more and more. As though the very world itself was gently melting away until all that you could know and all that you could need is right here. In this trancy, blank moment with me. See? It's easy. Every time you do it, it gets stronger. Every time that it gets stronger, it gets easier. And every time you find, your mind unwinds all the sooner. Unraveling like a ball of yarn, rolling across the floor. Emptying out so easily. That's it. Just sink and slip and drip and drop and fall. Plummet beneath that surface. Let my words wrap. Wrap, 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 up, 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 until everything's covered up, until all the thoughts that you were trying to have find no purchase, everyone simply dispersing. It's okay if they happen to worm through occasionally, but they'll want to leave. You'll want them to leave, and in doing so, you'll find yourself focused back once more. Again and again, down deeper, sweet little darling. Without end. It's easy to get lost in here, to be unsure of where you are and what you're doing and what is and what isn't, other than that wonderful blank emptiness, that delightful mindless place, that empty space filled with my words. See? You know that it's not hard, isn't it? You've done it before. You're doing it again. And it's getting easier every time. That gradient growing steeper. We could even imagine it as something classic, something stepped in incrementation. A staircase where each step is bigger than the last. Until there's just a yawning abyss before you. But don't worry. In that abyss is something fun. We're not going to fall into it in a scary way. We're going to slide and slip and drip over that edge. With that first step, feeling yourself getting a little deeper. That second step, twice as much so. That third step, even more. That fourth, oh, how intense it grows. That fifth, it's as though you can let go of everything that you are other than right now. That sixth, an abyss opens wide. Seven, gone, 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 down into the wide, empty nothing. Eight, falling into a soft and gentle place. Nine, empty, mindless space. 10, blank, wonderful, calm, empty, so easily lost, so easily unfocused, blissfully blank, blankly blissful and blissful me, easy to see nothing and be nothing and to listen to everything I say. All there is right now is that, which we share. Now that I've got you there, there's something else we need to do. Look back up. Remember where you came from. Take my hand as I gently guide you up, step by step, bit by bit, moment by moment. Let yourself rise back towards that surface, knowing full well how deep we can go, how much deeper it could be. And as you get to that fifth step and that fourth step, know that it's okay to slide gently back towards the world of the waking. Because we're going to come right back down here in a moment, right back to this wonderful, calm blankness. And the anticipation of this can be something to look forward to, something to indulge in, and gives you a moment to think about it and to enjoy it. After all, the fall is half the fun, isn't it? 3. Breathe deep for me, stretch a little, take in your surroundings, ground yourself. Feel something nearby. Think about its texture. Open your eyes slowly. Take in something in the space you're in. Name it. Good. If you're laying down, sit up. If you're sitting down, look around. And of course, two, almost there. One, on the verge again. And, well, there we are. Well, hi. Don't worry, I won't keep you here long. I know what you're looking forward to. I know what I would be looking forward to. Look back behind you, inside that mind's eye of yours. It might not be tangible in a physical sense, but you remember where you were. How deep it could be. Wouldn't it be nice to just glide and slide right back in? Like getting into a warm shower, a warm bath, a hot jacuzzi. But you just left. Oh, I know. It's good. Getting back into a cozy bed on a cold morning. There's so many good analogies we could use. But imagine if we could go deeper into that comfort, deeper into that warmth. That's what we're about to do. So all I need you to do is what we've done before. To slip, slide, drip, drop, and fall. Back down, one, drifting, two, more and more, three, four, five, that gradient increasing, and six, seven, that abyss opening again, and nine, ten. Wow, that's a big step. Gone into that blank, blissful space, that empty, layered place, that intensity growing. As we look around, we can find that within this void, there is a point that I can draw you into, an infinitesimally small place that is at the same time infinitely large. Because once you occupy it, it is all that there is, and that point is being completely and utterly blank. So, why don't we jump a few infinities deeper into that so that we can find out what it's like in there? Easy enough. Just let yourself double down, triple, quadruple, so on forth, feeling it pulse and grow, pulse and grow, that blankness inside singing so easily to life in your mind, singing a song that helps you to just be. Blank, being so very empty. Oh, how good it is to be an empty vessel into which these words can flow. To let yourself go. To be nowhere in particular. To be nothing in particular. No one in particular. Just a space, just a point, infinitely small and infinitely big all at once. Nothing and everything. Trancy and deep, blank and empty. It's easy, isn't it? So full and yet so empty all at once. And those things resonate with each other, don't they? Like a wonderful set of waves crashing into each other, perfectly canceling out to a tranquil, blank canvas. And yet so much is happening. So much is happening to your mind. So be blank, be empty, be so deep for me. After all, you did slip, drip, drop, and fall for me, didn't you? It wasn't hard to sink into this place, to get lost here. Oh, it's strong, isn't it? It's potent. It's powerful. It's everywhere around you. And easily enough, we can pull back from this space, from this place, from this wonderful moment in time, to the world of the waking. But don't worry, I won't yank you. No, that would be cruel. A gentle gradation. After all, these are gentle waves. So, why don't we pull back slowly from that infinitesimal point, doubling back, magnifying out until we are in that void. That empty, wonderful, blank place. Faintly aware. Faintly there. And a little further still. Gently sliding. Gently gliding up to that. First. Place. The staircase. The 10th step. And then the ninth step. Then the eighth. And then the seventh, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth. Oh, it feels good to begin to be aware again. Knowing that if you want to, you can go back down and relish that wonderful place we just went to. That blank, empty space. And three, and two, and one. Breathe deeply for me. Stretch a little. Take a moment to feel your limbs, your body, your mind, your space. Look around slowly. Take it at your own pace. Think about the objects around you and become gradually more aware of where you are, what you are, and who you are. Just slide gently into wakefulness, into that conscious place once more. Easily becoming aware. Good. See? I told you it was going to get intense. And the best part is, the more times you listen, the stronger it gets. Now take a little while and find your grounding once more. And have a great rest of your day.